An annual summer tradition is drawing to a close near Philadelphia today. They call it Mississippi's Giant House Party, the Neshoba County Fair, the largest campground fair in the country. It's friends and families getting together.
How you been?
It's politics.
The governor of the great state of Mississippi, Ron.
It's horse racing.
Here they come. They're off and racing.
Plus a carnival midway and all the other things you might expect to find at a more typical county fair. With more than 600 cabins crowded with people from all over the country, the fair is more like a temporary small town. It's been held every year since 1889, except during World War II, starting out as a two-day meeting of local farmers and their families, eventually expanding to its present eight-day run. Former Secretary of State Dick Maupas has attended every fair in the past half century as a child, as a college student, as a state official, and as a candidate for governor. Now he enjoys the fair as a break from his timber business in Philadelphia.
To me, it means seeing friends that I went to school with, older people that were there when I was a child. It's just a renewal of friendship and a sense of roots. You know, come back to these cabins, essentially, they're air-conditioned, fixed up a little bit more, but essentially, things have not changed very much, and I think we all kind of need a dose of that in our life occasionally.
Maupas remembers his early days at the fair.
This is a child's paradise. When I was a kid, there was no running water out here. We had a well, and our parents would catch us toward the end of the week and duck us in a wash tub, and it would turn red from the mud coming off.
But Maupas came to love the fair for its impact on Mississippi politics.
As far as exposure, it doesn't get any better than the Neshoba County Fair. Even an off-political year like this year, the year 2000, is a great year. You're seeing the trial balloons for the next election being floated now. So this is, for those people like me and others who love politics, this is pretty close to political heaven.
Maupas's cabin's located on Founders Square, just a stone's throw from the 86-year-old pavilion, where politicians of every stripe, from presidential candidates to local legislators, have spoken. Where former Governor Ross Barnett returned year after year to lead the crowd in song. Congressional races were in the spotlight this year, but Governor Musgrove used his spot on the agenda to talk about the long-awaited special legislative session on economic development.
I am too impatient for prosperity for Mississippi.
For some, the Neshoba County Fair means politics. For others, it's just one of many highlights or just a brief diversion from what the big event is all about. The hospitality, which blankets the fairgrounds like the red clay dust that covers every car in the parking lot. The Neshoba County Fair, a place where nobody goes home hungry and no hand goes unshaken.
I feel the same way.